you know, Buddhism, meditation, mindfulness, and we're actually going to put as much emphasis on that in ways this year as we are on the music. So there'll be the music element, then there'll be the whole conference element, and then out from that, we're hoping to have, you know, holistic practitioners, organic food stalls, and we're we're going to have something that is organic in every respect. Like, I think what people are looking for now is to get back to the land, back to the roots, and this is what the festival, and we're hoping to make it family friendly, kind of down home kind of vibe about it. You know, we don't want, I mean, I've been at other festivals too, and what turns me off them is a big drunk fest, and we're not in that feel, we're not in that energy feel at all. It's more of a kind of place where people come and meditate if they want, listen to acoustic sessions at the well, and that's the kind of vibe we're really putting energy into this year.
You just hit the nail on the head, and there was a moment where myself and Anthony McGuinness were walking down through the woods, and I'm on the verge of tipping into Teddy Bear's Picnic verse of, and we stumbled across, do you remember the name of the band?
Yeah, the two lads, yeah, they were playing Lynched.
Yeah.
Because we just wandered through the forest, it was just like, will we go this way? And then I can actually hear two lads playing trad. And just wander down upon the well. And
it was a little bit like a variation musically of a Timotei advert. It was, you know, a field of daisies. And, okay, we didn't wander and kind of run through into each other's arms. But it was beautiful and majestic. And the peripheral aspects that were on the go, and I say peripheral as in not the music part of the festival, which you are more involved in, Martin, but I think that kind of did lean towards partly the ambiance, yeah, the sense, the feel of the people, the ruddy good vibes. Yeah. If there was anything that you could have changed last year, what would that one thing be?
Ooh, that's a hard thing to say. I think maybe not so much change, but maybe like add on from, you know, so like definitely the kind of artistic element of it as well, like, because we've had a lot of time down there with artists, you know, coming up to the festival, creating art pieces for it, and like, say, the Satanta Challenge as well, like, you know, where the art was interactive, that people could actually get involved in it. That was really important. So, for instance, the Hall of Heroes this year, we're going to really work on it, and there's going to be more interactive games, there's going to be more areas to kind of chill out in as well, and more stuff to do, like the, you know, the way we had the karaoke and the table quizzes, and just make it kind of more interesting like that as well.
Just on the Satanta Challenge, can you explain to people what that actually was?
Okay, well, basically, well, the whole festival, obviously, Spirit of Folk, we wanted to get a whole mythology kind of element to it. So we had the storytelling, but we also had the Hall of Heroes. And the whole idea behind the Hall of Heroes was to celebrate mythological heroes in Ireland. And one of our good friends, he's an artist, Christian Reeves, built about a 10-foot dog called Satanta, which is in the Cuchulainn legend. And people had to try and get a slitter into the dog's mouth with a hurley. And the person who did it would be crowned folk hero. And on the very last day, we had a lady named Maggie who won, actually. And she was at it for about 2 hours.
But that's the point that I would hit home on, is that it was handmade, yeah, by somebody you know. And if I pick the day that we sat in Dundary House, myself and Brian Green, and had a cup of coffee and sat down with you, I've always said there's a big difference between a house and a home. And it should have been called the Spirit of Your Home, to be quite honest with you, because, well, I mean, we really felt like you couldn't have, apart from come over and open a can of beer for me and make sure, you know, my cushion was plumped properly, there wasn't a whole lot more that you really could have done. What's on the agenda for 2012, Martin?
Well, a lot more of what Natasha was saying. And again, the lectures on permaculture ecology, we want to bring a strong element of that in. We want to bring in the whole holistic element very strongly, the shamanic element, going back to our roots. We're hoping to have druids over from the UK. We're hoping to have shamans. Maybe I've been in contact with people in Mongolia, Native Americans, maybe even from the Amazon. We're working on that at the moment. And then the music, we're really going... What we want to do with the music, really, is give up-and-coming folk bands an opportunity to play at a festival. And what I'm really excited about is what you talked about, where you listened to Lynched. We're going to have a proper setup there this year for unplugged, acoustic, trad, folk, buzzy music. And I'll tell you, the other thing we're going to bring in this year, we're going to bring in a bit of bluegrass. I have a friend coming up with a funk band. So we're going to kind of broaden our musical horizons this year and bring in kind of a little bit of jazz, bluegrass, funky music, whatever, you know. And but it's all folk in the sense that it's getting folk back to their own spirits. And God knows, in this day and age, we want to give people something to lift their spirits and have a good time in a nice, easy, warm and friendly atmosphere.
We touched on the Satanta Challenge there. Also, we touched on the Hall of Heroes. I got to refer this one to Anthony because...
It was a place at a time. You could have spent the rest of your days kind of sitting in there and just kind of dancing around. And it was just... We were that psyched to kind of get back in there every night. It was the fact that, like, when that kind of tent came down, it was just like, right, next year.
Part of me, a little bit like James and the Giant Peach, and I was talking about this quite earlier on, saying if you can imagine a human being inside a giant peach rolling down a hill, and you never want to lose that part of your, that image in your head. It sounds a bit off, but bear with me on this journey, right? If it sounds a bit off, that's absolutely fine. But I didn't really want to grow older nor younger nor anything else. At the same token, we know Spirit of Folk Festival must grow and must get bigger. Our big question is, what's going to happen to Hall of Heroes tent?
Well, we're going to grow Spirit of Folk slowly. The whole thing is that we want people to leave happy and kind of feel nourished rather than fecked, really. Do you know that kind of way? Although that might happen a little bit. But with the Hall of Heroes, like, we'll still want to keep a nice kind of Moroccan tent. We're going to expand the outside area a bit. So we've been in, like, talks with Christian, who is our artist friend, about building small little, like, huts outside that people can get in together as a group and chill out together and have, like, nice little lights and stuff like that. And maybe have, like, a fire outside as well. And this is Bust and Bust here from Hall of Heroes fame.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good.
I've never seen you sober.
When you arrive to a festival tent and it says, sorry about the delay, we had too much fun last night, that is pretty much sign of the times and feel good factor.
Yeah.
For those who are not aware of you, would you like to introduce?
Yeah, I'm Bust, and I'm here with my friend Bust, and we're just Bust and Bust. We run the Hall of Heroes at Spirit of Folk, and we are on this earth just to have a good time and to promote a good time amongst other humans and animals.
You should be noted in as a TD.
Thank you.
Who needs a minister for environment when you got a minister for good time?
Exactly, yeah. That's what my parents have always been telling me, you know, but just trying to follow them on the path that they sent me on.
We had our doubts as to whether it was possible to have too much fun. But we did, at the festival last year, we did have, it was almost dangerous levels of fun.
I wouldn't say an overdose of fun, but I would say it getting to critical levels of fun.
Critical,
definitely, yeah.
Go on, I'm sorry.
If you're surmising 140 characters why people should go to the Spirit of Folk Festival, how would you say that?
Just come along for a mind-blowingly groovy time. It's got something for everybody. And the Hall of Heroes... This is definitely the most fun, mystical, debauched place that you could end up after a wholesome, lovely day.
Well, sir, it's now saying you've gone too far. Be more clever. You have to use less letters.
Bust, I'm saving that stuff for up on the stage.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Tickets go on sale today. You're doing your 50 euro one-off 24-hour special offer. By the time this airs, it'll be a bit late for that. What date are we? How are tickets going forward? What are the dates for the festival? How do people get in touch? Tell me more.
Okay, well, today it's 50 euro only, but for April and May, we still have an early bird deal, and weekend tickets will be 65 euro for 2 months. The final price will be 85, so if you're kind of quick on your feet, you'll get a really good deal for it. You can get the tickets through our website, www.spiritoffolk.com, or you can email us at hello@spiritoffolk.com, and we always like to say hello to everybody.
Best and easiest way to book tickets?
Is through tickets.ie.
And just search for Spirit of Folk, it'll be there.
Exactly, and we've got a link on the homepage of our website that links you directly to tickets.ie.
Okay, one of the things I should note is that it is a bring-your-own-beer festival.
It is, yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make it affordable for everybody, and we also didn't want to sell beer there, do you know, so people can bring it along, and it makes it kind of cheaper as well.
What's not allowed is glass bottles. That's the only provisio.
Exactly, glass bottles. And as well as that, like last year, we were completely surprised by the amount people helped in the cleanup. Like, we had zero cleanup. Everybody, put all the rubbish away themselves, and I think that just showed the kind of vibe and the kind of people that were there as well.
I got to throw this one across, Anthony McGuinness, just to explain, how does the bring your own beer thing actually work out, bearing in mind that we actually ran out?
Yeah, well, that equated to you actually hitting Dunn's. Yeah, and then actually kind of we were able to kind of recruit the next tent along who were actually kind of driving out to the town that day to actually kind of get us some more cans. So we didn't actually need to leave the site, which is superb as well. So, yeah, so I was happy out the whole weekend.
I'm assuming numbers are going to grow, Martin, and without a shadow of a doubt, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. If I was to walk up to you in the middle of Spirit of Folk at the end of day 2.5, 3, what would you expect me to be saying to you, or what would you expect any other attendee to be saying to you as to how the event will go?
I'd expect you to be saying, guys, I didn't think you could top last year, but man, have you done it this year. It's way ahead of what you did last year. I didn't think that was possible.
Closing sales pitch is possibly the wrong word, but if I was to suggest you, just give me one reason why. I'm going to ask Anthony McGuinness this as well. Give me one reason why it's just great to be there.
Well, actually, I said this earlier to my dad, and it was like, compared to, say, some of kind of the bigger festivals, I think going to Spirit of Folk is like picking up a book of Kavanagh's poetry instead of turning on the telly. So you'll go and you'll feel nourished. You'll go, you'll play with the archery. You'll go and look at the birds. You'll go and you'll do a workshop. You'll listen to some beautiful music. You'll spend time in nature, and hopefully you'll feel better than when you came.
And I did. Anthony?
Not to mention the price of the tickets, because, yeah, tonight they're €50, but we're keeping them at €65 for the next 2 months. So their early birds will continue for the next 2 months, in April and May.
Well, I should note, myself and Anthony McGuinness calculated this afterwards, and outside of the price of the ticket, we reckon we got out, including bringing our own home-cooked meals, we reckon we got out on £50 per head for the entire weekend. And that wasn't doing it on the cheap. We had extremely well. Closing words, Anthony McGuinness.
Well, we said it when we left. We were just looking forward to next year. So kind of when we got the dates, we kind of stuck it in the calendar. And it was superb from start to finish. And like, we both know that. And we kind of, like, as soon as kind of the details kind of came up, even about the gig tonight, it was just like, right, okay, that Thursday is boxed off. We're at the Spirit of Folk launch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's, I have to say, we actually didn't want to leave. And in closing, and I hope this makes sense, and I think Anthony is, and me, we were... If 2011, like Martin says, is going to surpass, and I've no doubt if he pulls off year one, if you can do a festival, can you imagine just trying to organise a festival year one, not so much on your tod, but like with the help of friends and family? Like, I can only imagine, I can't imagine how good 2012 is going to be. Spiritoffolk.com, further details at spirit_of_folk. And please use the hashtag SOF12. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Going to listen to some music. Bye for now.